The post-match interview.
Lockie Young downstairs. If you are set and ready to go, we can slide down to you now.
Thank you, Kayser. And Scott Thompson's been good enough to join us straight after the meeting. Scott, it's been an interesting couple of weeks for yourself, but also a pretty big week for the club. That must feel pretty good to get a win like that tonight.
Yeah, it's a great win for the club. Obviously, a disappointing start first quarter. And then to bring it home in the last three quarters, you know, 150-year celebration tomorrow night is, it's a great effort by the boys.
How do you explain that transformation from the first quarter, as you spoke about, a little slow to start, to the last three quarters?
Yeah, probably the midfield really stepped up their pressure, and the forwards stepped up their pressure, and the backs actually defended in the last three quarters, but we stopped their ball movement and then got them to kick down the line, and that helped us set it up from there.
Scott, Dean Cohen upstairs, Ben Casnelia and Heath Buck with me as well. Sounds like you're in the middle of a blue light disco there. You got the tunes pumping in the North Melbourne rooms.
Yeah, the young boys, they love it. So I don't have too much of a say with the music.
But, surely you don't call this music, do you?
No. I just sit and listen and watch them carry on. But it's good fun.
No doubt about it. We spoke obviously about Reece Shaw for much of the night. Take us inside North Melbourne and what it means. Obviously, I know Lockie's spoken to you about that as well. It's just wonderful scenes, obviously, for a young man starting out. And we talked about the fact that it's probably the longest serving coach in the AFL tonight up against the shortest serving coach.
Yeah, sure. He's been awesome since he's taken over. He hasn't changed too much, but he's just put his tweak on it, and all the boys are playing for him, so it's a really good sign, and we're pretty happy he got the 3-year deal, so it's looking good for the future.
Sounds like you're sure you're not at the Eureka.
Yeah. Oh, the old back bar.
Oh, wow, goodness me. It's extraordinary. Bit of sign of maturity, Scott, from your team. Hawthorn came out, all guns blazing. You had a pretty sort of poor first quarter, but you're able to just sort of regroup. And, after quarter time, while Hawthorn sort of hung on, you seem to really have them covered. It was a really good effort just to sort of steady the ship.
Yeah, definitely. Toddy Goldstein really helped us there, just marking everything and winning a lot of hit outs. And then, you've got experience like Ben Cunnington, Sean Higgins, who really in the last quarter just stood up tall and took the game out of Hawthorn's hands.
Talk to us about Cam Zerha, the way he attacks the footy, no doubt.
Yeah, nicknamed Bull, obviously, so he loves physical contact, and isn't afraid to brag about it either, but he's a great player, and that's what he was first came into the side for his physical efforts, and he's been producing that.
Obviously another Geelong boy, Mason Woody. He had a really good first half. Geez, he's 25 years of age and he's just playing his 55th game of footy, but it just sort of seems like he's sort of on the cusp of taking that next step in his footy.
Yeah, he had a role today on Sicily, so really kept him quiet and got on the scoreboard as well. So he had a huge game today for the team. It might have been on the stats, but he's probably one of our best players, and he is stepping up now, and he's got a bit more responsibility now in the forward line, so he's going to be really good for the club for the future.
And also Paul Ahern, Scott. I mean, he had 26 disposals tonight. It's been a long journey for him as well. I know he's been in and out of the team now for a couple of years after coming across from the Giants with that knee injury, but he's just starting to show some really solid form for you guys.
Yeah, he's a first-round pick, and he's probably our best ball user at the club. So when he's getting, 26 to 30 touches, that's what we want, because he's going to use the ball well, and he gave us a lot of drive off the back, half-back.
And another guy that gave you heaps of drive was Marley Williams. Thought his job on Paul Pioppolo can be so dangerous. Kept him to nine touches, kicked just the one goal. But the rebound, particularly after halftime, of Marley Williams, his attack on the pill was sensational tonight.
Yeah, he's got that speed that's unbelievable, and the determination, and just drives his legs when he gets a ball, and he's pretty hard to tackle. So there he is, just walking around the rooms now. He's a bit of swagger. So
is BT come anywhere near you yet?
Oh, he got me early, so I tried to avoid him, but he got me.
No, well, the main thing is if you're on there, you just stick the K-Rock mic straight in there, Scott. That's the way it works.
Is that actually a live band in there? Is it a live band?
I don't know. It's a bit loud. But
well, we might leave you to your glow sticks.
Better go and get some gold chains on down there, Scotty.
get something chuppa chups or something like that.
You need to be a cover band.
Need to be on board with that, mate. We appreciate you jumping on the K-Rock microphone. Well done. Obviously, a lot of K-Rock listeners follow your fortunes from your early years. So well done, mate. We really appreciate you talking to Lockie.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Thompson downstairs. That was the Bee Gees.
It makes me thirsty listening to that.
The post-match interview.